Donna Kerridge joins us. The government is repealing the Therapeutics Product Act, saying it intends to introduce a new regime for medicines and medical devices and a separate one for natural health products. The legislation passed its third reading last year, and the provisions in the Act were due to come into force in September of 2026. Donna Kerridge is a long-time Rongoā Māori practitioner and advocate, and is the spokeswoman for the governance body for Rongoā Māori, Te Kāhui Rongoā. She joins us from Whakatāne this morning. Tēnā koe, and thanks for joining us today, Donna. Tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe, Dale. Thank you for having me on board. I probably just need to correct that I've actually stood down as the spokesperson for Te Kāhui Rongoā. I've done 10 years, and we now have a new leadership regime, which is wonderful.
Well, I can certainly say that you've been a lifetime advocate for these practices passed to us down Tukuiho. It's great to have you with us, Donna. Look, I remember when there was some kōrero about an Australian-based organisation determining the efficacy of various products that would be allowed into Australia and New Zealand. This brought Rongoā Māori into play because there was a time, I think it was about 10, maybe 15 years ago, Donna, when we were concerned that you would have Australians with little knowledge of Rongoā Māori, our practices, our history, determining whether or not the products used in Rongoā Māori could be used at all in our own land. That was grating, and now we get this repeal of the Therapeutics Product Act. Could you set the stage for us, please, Donna, and tell us what are your main concerns with where this is all heading?
Well, I think I'd like to say, firstly, I think it's ironic that National was the one who withdrew a separate natural health products bill back in 2017. So, and now they seem to be advocating for separate practice in the natural health product space. So, yeah, it's quite strange that on one hand they'd got to second readings of the natural health products bill, but chose to withdraw it, and now they're actually withdrawing the Therapeutic Product Act because they want it separate. So, you know, we seem to be going in circles, and I think it's time that we move forward. With the, I think the TPA, the Therapeutic Product Act, has some good stuff in it, especially in regards to protections associated with devices and things like that. But I don't think there's anything good in it for Rongoā Māori. And so I'm actually glad to see that natural health products are taken out of there. However, I would reiterate that Rongoā Māori is not a natural health product. That, in my view, I think the Crown assumed control over Rongoā Māori by classifying it as a natural health product, which it is not. And I guess you alluded to it earlier. I think this legislation that's on the table at the moment and its repeal, whatever comes out of it, I do think is a Trojan horse for harmonising our laws in this country with regard to our own health policy, is a Trojan horse for enabling big pharma and the health industry, in inverted commas, to dominate our health policy, and I'm really concerned about that. It's nothing new. It's something that we as Rongoā practitioners have been concerned about for as long as I've been involved, and certainly a lot longer than that as well. I think that Big Pharma and the health industry is getting more say than even our own health professionals, whether they are Western medicine health professionals or Rongoā Māori professionals, and that's a real concern when we start bowing to the needs of perhaps our international trade partners.
I'm following where you're coming from too, and we're seeing more and more products coming in claiming to do this and that. Would it be better for us as a people and for the future of our mokopuna and our Rongoā Māori if we challenged to create a separate entity that just overlooks Rongoā Māori, rather than at the whim of politicians being tossed into their natural health products regime? What would be a better way to manage this, do you think, Donna?
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I don't you know, we are already satisfactorily managed. I still believe and hold strong to the fact that Rongoā Māori is the safest health practice in this country. There are virtually no safety concerns, or no, actually I shouldn't say safety concerns, there are quite a few safety concerns out there, in that Rongoā Māori doesn't look like Western medicine. People don't understand Rongoā Māori, so of course they have concerns. That is not of our concern. Our concern is that Rongoā Māori remains safe, and you would have to look at the examples that we see through what was Te Aka Whai Order, previously the Māori Health Directorate, and now Te Whatu Order, in terms of the contracts they roll out in the Rongoā Māori space, the ACC contracts, and look at the safety issues that they have encountered over, would be at least 70,000 customer contacts. So you can't tell me that what we're doing, our way of managing our safety, is not working. We already have a regime. It's called tikanga.
So we should be able not to police it, because we're not into policing. And even when they establish this regime, there'll be many Rongoā practitioners who will just continue to go and pick the kawakawa. We'll continue to do the romi romi, the miri miri. And so we sort of have some autonomy in there. But, of course, if you're operating a Rongoā Māori practice through any sort of government funding, they want to have the control, don't they? The government is what I'm getting at. And I note the ACC are using Rongoā Māori practices. Sadly, it's not interwoven more widely into our health opportunities for not just Ngai Māori, but for anyone who wants to access Rongoā Māori.
Ka pai, 40% of those people who elect Rongoā Māori for ACC services are not even Māori. So this is a service to the whole of Aotearoa. If you're concerned about the safety of Rongoā Māori and you're concerned that it doesn't meet standards of other practices, then don't use it. You're not required to. You have choices. So I'm not sure where the threat is. I'm also concerned that the Crown is self-appointing itself as the masters of Rongoā. They don't know anything about Rongoā. They don't know what it takes. They don't know the safety issues. They have no expertise in this field. So how they can appoint themselves as the bosses of Rongoā still continues to defy me. We are managing quite well. We are not perfect. We make mistakes. But I tell you, if I make a mistake, my aunties will be down on me like a ton of bricks. And I'm more worried about them than I am about the law. So I have the mana of my people to maintain. I can't be going about doing things willy-nilly. They're much more frightening than the law.
Tēnā koe, Donna, and beautifully put. Look, I know you're in Whakatāne, mate. Could you just share with us what takes you to that beautiful part of our country?
So we're down here to celebrate the Mātātua Declaration, 30 years since that was put in place, supporting the rights of Indigenous peoples around the world. So I'm very grateful to be here supporting the Mātātua Marae, who where that agreement was first signed. So it's a wonderful, wonderful opportunity to look forward and see how we move from where we are now as we go into the future and protecting the Indigenous rights of Indigenous peoples.
Tēnā koe. Yeah. And I hope the experience is a healing one for you, Donna Carriage.
I'm sure it will be. Dale, if we have time, can I just share with you what I'd like to see?
Please.
So what I'd like to see in terms of how we manage Rongoā Māori going forward is we really need the government to acknowledge the rights of Māori and our rights to practice our own tikanga and rangatiratanga in this space. When we had our agreement way back in the beginning, that was the agreement, that Māori would manage Māori and things Māori, and non-Māori would manage things not Māori. To go back on that is really, really disappointing. And I think that once and for all, the Crown needs to acknowledge in whatever new legislation they put up, in and around the Medicines Act or the Therapeutic Products Act, we need something in there that acknowledges the right of Māori to practice our own tikanga and the rangatiratanga. So I just wanted to add that. We're not just complaining. We have a vision for the future.